Any different kinds you're familiar with?
Red squirrel.
All right, what are these little things that live in holes and you find them on golf courses very frequently?
Golf balls.
Yeah. Very good.
Little things.
Yeah, little animals. They're about this long.
Mice?
They're something like that, only they run very swiftly.
Moles? No. I never go to golf courses.
Gophers or...
Gophers?
Do you call them gophers?
I wouldn't recognize one.
Okay.
If I saw one.
How about that bird that gets insects from a tree with its beak?
Woodpecker? I don't know.
All right. How about an animal that hops and makes croaking sounds?
Animal that hops and makes croaking sounds.
Grows from a tadpole.
Oh, frog.
And do you have another name for something similar to a frog?
Toad.
What's the difference in your mind?
Frog and toad? In my mind, the toad lives... I really don't know. Probably did once. The toad lives in the mud. And the frog lives in the water. It's probably ridiculous.
These are creatures that live, that crawl under the earth, and they're used for bait.
Used for bait? Worms?
Any different kinds you're familiar with?
No.
Some great big ones that come out after the rain?
Those are worms.
All right. A thing with a long, slender body and translucent wings that flies around water in the country.
Dragonfly? Or mayfly?
And this is a thing has pearls inside sometimes.
Oysters. Called oysters.
This is a flying creature that eats cloth.
Flying creature that eats cloth.
It gets into your clothing. It
bat?
Eats holes in your clothing.
Oh, moth.
Plural.
Moths.
Creature that lights up and you see them out in the yard. And the
firefly.
Singing. Name some singing creatures, man.
Stinging creatures, yeah. Mosquitoes, flies, bees.
Bigger.
Bigger.
Yeah. Bigger than a bee, but like a bee in many ways.
Wasp. What else?
That's good. How about little small fish used for bait?
Minnows.
How about a thing made by a spider up in the corner?
Web.
Indoor and out, it'd still be the same to you?